This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Time.
Do another one, or what do you think?
The times were pretty good, so...
I think Charles Dickens would disagree with you. The times were very good. Interesting.
That's an optimistic view of the beginning of that book.
The times are very good. The times are very bad.
It was the best of times. It was okay.
You there, boy. What day is today? Why, it's the best of times. This feels like a trick. I'm going to stay inside. Okay. Hey, it's 2023. We all know it's 2023. I have some very exciting news. Is everybody sitting down?
Yes, mm-hmm. I always record sitting down just in case there's exciting news.
Okay, so, you have a little blanket over your lap. That's, you're looking very chic.
And I'm not doing anything under here.
Oh, okay. That makes me think you are.
Well, my hands get very cold, so they have to be under the blanket.
Okay, no time, no
we
time.
We really did have a clean slate here, and then we immediately came all over it, I guess. Keep going.
I said I'm not doing anything.
Okay. With 2023, as of January 1st, all of the original Sherlock Holmes material by Arthur Conan Doyle is public domain, which means we can finally...
Yes.
We can finally publish our book, Sure Pop and Sherlock. Which is Sherlock and his dad as a dance battle crew, solving and, crimes, winning dance battles. You got Sherpop, you got Sherlock.
Sequel what, son?
And I don't know why his father is Sherpop, which is a different last name,
yeah.
But we'll figure it out. Of course, we haven't written it. We just had it on the back burner. But as of this year, public domain, let's go knuck and futz. Let's, anything we want to do with Sherlock.
Oh, 2023. Fucking nuts is public domain. We can finally say it again.
Oh, I've been saying knuck and futz for so long.
So long.
Because I know they're litigious, famously.
The fucking nuts people would have sued your fucking nuts off.
They would have sued the blanket off your lap.
Yeah.
Come on, something is going on under there.
My hands are cold.
Okay.
I'll have cold hands for the rest of the podcast. They're here.
What are those gloves?
These are my jelly gloves.
So
I'm gonna have baby skin on my fingers.
It's 2023. We're the same.
We're the same.
But different.
We're the same now.
Happy New Year, fellas.
This is a mindfuck for us because when we're recording this before the end of the year, it's 2022. This is coming out as the first step of 2023.
Wow.
So we're basically time traveling. I thought we could do what I think is everyone's favorite thing to do on the show, and maybe predict some celebrity deaths?
Ooh, yes. Here's what I'll say. Number one with a bullet. And well, they're not shut. Rainforests are gone.
Oh, yeah. Tell me, we got to say how they died, too.
Rainforests are gone. Bullets.
Okay. Bullets. The bullets take the rainforests in 2022. Okay,
is it safe to say rainforests are celebrities? We know their name. We hear all about them.
Sure.
Yeah. By 2023, I'm going to say January 2nd. Mm-hmm. Rainforests are gone.
I got a real one.
Yes.
Okay.
Rahm Emanuel, former mayor of Chicago, current ambassador to...
Don't say I have a real one.
Rahm Emanuel, eaten by a helicopter.
Ooh.
Okay. All right.
Chop. Helicopter eats Rahm Emanuel. He's gone before 2023.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's my prediction.
I got one.
Aaron, do you have one? Yes.
I think Bluey's dad is...
No.
What? Done Bandit? For. Bandit? Yeah.
Can I guess how he died, Aaron?
Do you want to, or do you want to just let dead dog's line.
Did he improv support his kids to death?
Yes, he did.
Okay,
he did.
I'm going to say.
Indeed.
Okay.
I mentioned Rainforest. I'm going to say legit. I'm putting money on this.
Legit.
Chris Isaac, due to a wicked game. Some sort of weird sex thing.
I know Isaac's going to go to a wicked game. Yeah. A wicked game's going to get Isaac. I can't. I'm not going to go on the record.
Talented.
Okay, so far it's all men. It's all men dying.
So far, but statistically, it's more likely.
Yeah. I'm going to say Chris Kattan due to.
No, come on.
What?
No, it's okay.
No.
It's fine. If it was his time.
He played. Okay. He's going to play Mr. Peepers one too many times.
The remaining living cast of the movie The Expendables. And yeah. It's all going to be autoerotic asphyxiation.
Okay.
Lundgren,
we're talking
no.
Stallone,
we're
Schwarzenegger.
Talking, Jason Statham.
Statham, no!
I think Jean-Claude Van Damme. I think Tony Jaa. I think Dolph Lundgren.
I'm going to email jasonstatham@gmail.com and just say, please don't jerk off before the new year. A shocking amount of celebrities just have their full name at Gmail as their email.
JPC, do you mind calling him right now?
Yeah, call him right now.
Hold on. Give me 1 second, and I'm dialing.
Oi, bruv. This is Jason Statham. What's up?
I think I got an answering machine. I think I got an answering machine.
I'm just joshing you, fucker. I'm not here right now. But please leave a beep after
there's
the town.
There's a joshing you there. I'm waiting for the beep.
And is what I'd say if I was an answering machine, but this is really Jason Statham. Go for Statham.
He's there.
Oh, thank God. Jason, this is JPC from the podcast Hey Riddle Riddle. You're on the air. Well, I mean, no, we edit this.
Is this in regards to a new Transporter movie?
No, Jason, I need to tell you. You and the rest of the cast of The Expendables. Hey, Jason, were you in The Expendables? The first one?
Yeah.
Get to the point, JPC.
Okay.
Quick.
Don't jerk off before the end of the year. You could die of autoerotic asphyxiation.
No, this blanket is just to keep my hands warm. You gotta trust, Bob. Believe.
Stay
trust.
You're talking to a guy who knows the score, okay?
Okay.
It's not for that. Well, that's the end of the Jason Statham bit. So,
right.
R.I.P. to it.
I have something I want to talk about. Because I'm Old Man Puzzles, first of the year, kind of the most important Old Man Puzzles of the year, sort of setting the tone.
Yeah, to date.
Okay, we'll give it to you.
Really important. I'm an important person. Okay, so you know how people do New Year's resolutions?
Of course.
That's not quite what I think is going to be best for us this year. I think that we should all adapt new mantras. Listeners, everyone's going to have a new mantra this year.
Oh my gosh. I've always wanted to adopt a mantra. They're beautiful oceanic creatures. Huge fans. They get a bad rap. Ever since Steve Irwin, they get a bad rap.
Yeah, but they are lovely.
Beautiful creatures.
Ever since I fostered those fucking puppies, I'm done adopting mantras. Maybe I will foster a mantra for a little while, but adopting is just, it's a whole thing.
So I have a list here of mantras.
Okay.
But we're going to do a little Hey Riddle Riddle spin on them. They're a little dull. Okay. They're a little. So I'm going to read a mantra and then we're going to fix it. And then if it speaks to you, listener, or you, JPC Adel or Casey, you can adopt that as your new mantra.
All the people.
Are you ready? Here's the first one.
Yes.
My mind is brilliant. My body is healthy. My spirit is tranquil. So how would we fix that? How would we make that better?
Oh, I think to summarize that one, I'm a little braggart.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little brag bag.
I'm a little braggart. Tall and cute. Okay.
Tall and cute.
I'm a braggart. Okay, that sort of feels like that's great. How about this one?
Yeah.
I wanted to give my take on that one. Yeah.
Yes, of course.
Can you read it to me one more time, Aaron?
Yes, of course. My mind is brilliant. My body is healthy. My spirit is tranquil.
Okay. My tits are popping. My booty's non-stopping. And I'm going straight to the top.
That one's mine. No one else can take it. That was my dibs.
Adopted.
I wanted that one.
I create my own path and I walk it with joy.
I'm a landscaper.
I drink my own piss.
And that's it.
I'm a landscaper and I drink my own piss.
I drink my own piss and that's the only part of that. Okay.
Right. I'm sorry. I drink my own piss and it tastes like bok choy. And I've had bok choy today. Had a bunch yesterday.
My positive thoughts guide me to new heights.
Positive thoughts guide me to new heights.
My name is David Blaine. I think I'm trying to solve these mantras. Versus
are you
change
allowed
them.
To yeah. have your mantra be declaring yourself as someone that already exists?
I don't think anyone can tell you how to do your mantra. Your mantra is your own. And if you want to make your mantra that you're David Blaine, Lord help you.
And of course, for listeners who are looking for an easy way to mantras, I do have the Infinite Live mantra code, which is up, up, down, down, left, left, right, right. Select, start, A, B, A, B. And that for mantra or for mantra two or three, I believe that gives you infinite lives. A little cheat.
Yeah. What is it? Oh, God. Down, up, down. Mantra.
But do you want to win life with a cheat quote code or do you want to win life because you put in the hours?
Cheat code.
Secret okay, great.
Mantra. Secret of mantra, I think is where I'm going with that. Secret
super,
of mantra. That
super
works,
mantra?
Yeah. Super mantra, brothers?
I am conquering my fears and becoming stronger each day.
I am conquering Algiers and becoming the nation of France.
Battle of Algiers, Criterion Collection.
I'm conquering my fears and becoming stronger every day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This is my fight song, Take Back the Night song.
Why does that sound familiar?
End of mantra. No, end of mantra.
I'm conquering my fears. I'm conquering my fears and growing stronger every day. The people who silently judge me on the bus will one day be pumping my gas.
Oh.
I will have a good day because it's my choice.
Because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and gosh darn it, people like me.
I'll have a good day because it's my choice. Huh. I will have a good day because it's God's will.
Life's a fucking buffet. And I'm getting soup.
And I'm getting
okay,
sued.
Okay, that's a good one.
I'm getting sued.
I'm in actually a really bad lawsuit right now. And
Lawsoup is a great name. Hold on.
Whoa,
right next,
Lawsoup.
Right next to our coffee shop, which we already settled on, Grounds for Divorce, which will cater towards
fighting couples.
Fighting couples. We will have Lawsoup, which is soup solely for lawyers or those being sued or jurors.
Do you think that like lawsuits would be... or some variation of that would be a good place to like sell suits to lawyers because lawyers need suits.
Mm. What if we had paw suits and it was suits for dogs?
Okay.
You know
okay.
how dogs did you see have it? To dress up?
I just threw all my money at you.
Ow.
We should
sorry.
Be, we should be writing this
mostly
shit
in coins. Sorry.
It's a Kennedy half dollar. Aaron, are you okay?
No.
I did just Google it, Adel. Paw suit does not become public domain until 2024. So we have to hold on to paw
Conan
suit.
Conan Doyle still has
year.
That one?
Yeah, Conan Doyle's got it.
All right, next
is children's books.
His underrated children's series.
I am not afraid to be wrong. No, I don't relate
Again,
to this.
This sounds
mantra.
Like a riddle.
I am not afraid to be wrong.
I'm not afraid to be wrong. I have no common sense. This is what's the opposite of Thomas Paine? Thomas Paine? Thomas Paine.
Yeah, I guess so. Thomas Paine.
Let's get
nothing.
Thomas
the Tane engine.
No,
that's something.
You can say fucking nuts. That's something. That's something.
I am. What is it? I'm terrified of being wrong. What is it?
No. I'm not afraid
I'm cold to
be
alone?
Wrong.
I am not afraid to be wrong. You know what this sounds like? Is it sounds like one of those things that they say on like Real Housewives when they do their little intros.
Mm.
When they do their little intros.
Those are kind
I
of mantras.
Not, yeah, I am not afraid to be wrong is pretty good. I can't remember... Mariah made me come up with one of those Real Housewife intros, and I don't remember what mine was.
Here's
and
what
my
I'll
dog's
say,
haircut is $600. They
paw
all
suits.
Sound like that.
Fidel Pasoon. Aaron, here's what I'll say. So far, out of all the mantras, real or fake, this one resonates the most with me, because I'll say in the last, ever since March 2020, I have something that I like to call troublesome archival retrieval. Which is where I am talking and I search for a word and it doesn't come, or I search for some information that's just not there anymore. It's checked out from the library shelf where it used to sit. So I'll just say whatever I want to say, just in terms of continuing with the story or getting my idea out there. And I'm fine with it. But then someone will DM me and say, hey, buddy, real quick, when you mentioned that the Ninja Turtles friend was Casey Sullivan, it's actually Casey Jones. So I'm okay being wrong because the listeners will correct me.
And if you... And our listeners do have permission to use that entire explanation as a mantra, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, good. Well, then that's yours to use, everybody. It's a little long, but if you can memorize it, I think it'll be helpful to you.
All right, Cliff.
Notes. I remembered my Real Housewives intro.
What is it?
It's going to say JPC, and I'm going to say, I'm dumb, I'm loud, and I'm doing crimes.
Not bad. All right, I got
wine
a new
crimes.
One. Ready?
Wine crimes.
My yes. body is a temple. I keep my temple clean.
John Mayer.
Yeah, that's John Mayer for sure.
Wait, are these still riddles?
Yeah, what game are we playing? My body is a temple. I keep my temple clean.
My asshole is a tunnel of love. And you could eat off the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Vacuum my body is
the
a temple.
Crumbs off my body. I will vacuum the crumbs off my body.
I got one. Okay, here's mine. My body is a temple, and Sunday service will be Taco Bell and porn.
What a mess.
What a mess. Oh,
what a
that
mess.
Is a mess. I listen to my body, and I give it what it needs. Similar to the last one.
I listen to my body, and I give it what it needs. I listen to my body, and I give it what it needs. My body is banging. And I stuff it full of Papa John's.
Yep.
I got mine. I sit upon the potty and I push until it bleeds.
Ooh.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Every time?
Every time,
every
baby.
Cell
where are you
in
pushing,
my body?
I clean myself out.
That's what Elvis did.
Uh-huh.
Every cell in my body is alive and beautiful. Every
Whoa.
Cell in my body is alive
Every cell
and
is beautiful?
Beautiful.
This person's full of shit.
Oh, I got mine. Every cell in my body is alive and beautiful. My upgrade of this is everybody's face is full of tiny bugs.
Everything inside me is alive and it's trying to destroy me.
There's a constant battle on my dermis and it's between the bugs and my cells.
And I'm going to go with every cell begins with K.
I love
wow.
it.
K-E-L-L.
Let's do two more and then we'll get to some real riddles.
Yes.
I will speak with confidence and self-assurance.
Speak softly and carry a big dick.
I love it.
Carry with the biggest dick's got to be Elvis, right? Gotta have a unit on that guy.
Oh, yeah.
What's the last one?
I will speak with confidence and self-assurance. The last one is my commitment
Wait,
to myself
is insurance.
I didn't say it with
Can
confidence.
You do that?
Oh no! Oh no! That's the last one.
I think they call that life insurance.
You hit my car. Can I get your? Yeah, I have self insurance.
My commitment to myself is unbreakable. That's our last one. My commitment.
I am
to
a
myself.
Christian virgin.
Cool. I like it. What else?
I'm a Christian virgin with a blanket on my lap. I'm a Christian virgin with a blanket on my lap.
These
are just tongue twisters.
I canceled plans with me twice, and I didn't have the courage to say anything about it.
Aww, all right, that's
real
a
sad.
Really good one, yeah.
I got
that's
real
good.
Sad.
Well, excellent.
Have you ever canceled plans with yourself?
Almost every day, all the time,
yeah,
always.
Absolutely.
Four times today already.
Well, hold on. I don't know if I've canceled plans with myself, but for the last 10 years, I have called in sick to work doing stuff around the house.
That's right.
I'm like, I'm going to hang up this, I'm going to hang up that piece of art today. I'm like, nope, calling in sick. And I do that just for 3 months straight. I get fired, which means Gemma hides the piece of art and says, we're never going to hang this up. So it's going away.
Just puts it in the big pile of stuff that'll never go on the walls.
Thank you so much. You can use any of those mantras, the two of you, Casey, everyone listening. Or if I were you, I would bury this podcast under a rock and walk away and not look back. But whatever floats
your
boat.
Have either of the two of you ever used
Wanderous.
A mantra before?
No, but that's a big thing. If I'm not mistaken, that's a big thing in meditation, right? To have a mantra that you repeat, or specifically transcendental meditation.
Yeah.
I believe you have a mantra in that.
A meditation
change.
That you do when you're going on that flight.
Yes, the transcendental.
I couldn't get the joke out at all. Did you see me choke on the joke?
I was like, I can't get it out.
Okay, I actually do want to do some riddles. Stop stalling, boys. Stop stalling. I love riddles and I want to do them. Stop stalling, boys. Okay.
Aaron, you're pointing to your watch and making a stretch out motion.
Is that?
Don't tell them.
Is that what the Germans said to whip up the troops during World War II?
Stop stalling.
Oh, nice.
Please stop stalling, boys.
We'll have to invade. Please stop stalling.
We have to stop stalling.
Aaron, I forgot almost the most important check-in of every year. This year and every year.
Don't ask me about the splits. Don't.
Have you learned
me?
To do the splits? How did you know I was going to ask that?
No, leave me alone.
Truly, how did you know I was going to ask that?
Because I know it. I know him. Want to know what? I keep canceling the plans with myself to try to do the splits.
Wow.
So,
well, Aaron, you know what they say? The older you get, the splitter you with.
Love the one your splits.
Aaron, if I can give you just a vision to give you a little push towards learning the splits.
Love it.
If you learn the splits, next time you're out to dinner with Sean and the waiter comes and says, do you need anything else? You can say, we'll split the check while dropping out of your chair completely into the splits, raising your arms in a ta-da fashion and making unbreaking eye contact with a big smile.
Yeah.
And how amazing would that be?
I should wait until I could do a split, right? Because before that, it would look crazy.
Aaron.
We'll split the check. Ow, ow, ow.
Even if you learn how to do the splits, you've practiced it at home and you can do it pretty reliably, I beg of you not to do that in public. I know you, and I just know that whatever you think will happen will not happen.
My pants. Yeah. Oh, my pants.
Aaron, I got a deal. This will sweeten the pot.
Okay.
If you... You know, you put in the hours, you practice every day. If you are able to do the splits, and you can do the splits, I will do the splits without ever training or practicing.
Okay, that might be
If you can get
it.
To the place where you can do the splits, I will also do the splits, and I will probably break both of my legs.
Well, joke is on you, because I am doing Pilates now, and I'm much closer to the splits than I was this time last year. So get ready to rip your body in half, dum-dum, because I'm coming for you. I can't record Hey Riddle Riddle anymore. I got to go practice. Okay. So thank you for checking in about the split, Saddle. I'm nothing but a disappointment to my friends and myself.
Keeping the dream alive.
I know. Thank you for holding me accountable.
I'm nothing but a disappointment to my friends and myself. New mantra.
These are from Aiden Davis. And Aiden writes, Dear Aaron and her two goons, which I immediately was like, well, I should be the one to open this, of course.
Okay.
So this is what Aiden says. I have a series called I Hate Movies, Focker. Can you quote me? Each riddle will first give you hints about a movie. The second half is a hint to a quote. The last word in the movie will be the first word in the quote. I know that sounds confusing, but I think it's just best if I give you an example.
I think you'll I got it. My only question is the quote from the movie, or is it just a famous quote in general?
No, it's a quote from a different... It's going to be like two... Basically like a movie title mixed with a quote from another movie.
I see. Perfect.
Yeah. Okay. So...
Yeah, got it. Okay.
Amy Poehler and Tina Fey join forces in this pregnancy comedy... in which Tom Hanks provides a metaphor for his adventures as an army vet, ping pong player, and shrimp fisherman.
Baby mama always said life is like a box of chocolates?
Immediately got it.
Baby mama.
Can I just say, the funniest thing, Gemma and I rewatched Forrest Gump somewhat. I don't think we watched the full thing. But the funniest thing in the world to me is there's a moment where he says, now you may not believe it to hear it, but I can run like the wind blows. That delivery is the funniest delivery, I'm convinced, in the history of cinema.
Oh, no. I should not have taken a sip before you did that.
I can run light away in blouse.
Oh, man.
Do you think that Forrest Gump, and Adel, you've watched it most recently, do you think it's actually a good movie? Or do you think that if it was like made nowadays, people would be like, what are you doing?
I think it would be absolutely ridiculed if it got made today.
Yeah.
I do think at the time, it's hard to come to terms. I think at the time it was a good movie because sure. I think it was well made. I gotta say, I fucking love Robert Zemeckis. Who Framed Roger Rabbit is one of my favorite movies of all time. So I'm a huge Zemeckis head. But I think, yeah, I think today it would be absolutely, it would be like Green Booked or Crashed or I'm trying to think of some other movies, Chicago'd.
Brutal.
Like it would be ridiculed. Yeah.
It's just an absolute bummer was that the guy who wrote the book Forrest Gump, mm-hmm. like 10 years later, wrote a sequel to a Forrest Gump called Gump & Co. And they never made Gump & Co. into a movie. It's just like one of those, Forrest Gump is a movie that was not screaming for a sequel, but it was like very popular and, mm-hmm. and it won awards and stuff, right? Yeah. I wish that they had made that sequel. I wish that they had made the Gump & Co. sequel.
It's not too late. I mean, Gary Sinise is still around.
Well, he was in 2022. He was in 2022, but we are sad to announce Gary Sinise was eaten by a pelican.
How?
Pelican ate Sinise. Yeah, it was brief. The pelican was brief, but the pelican ate Sinise.
God damn it. The best
All right, those. Next one. A behind-the-scenes look into the highly competitive and cutthroat world of dog shows centers around sports agent screaming
best,
into the
telephone. Best and show me the money.
Best and show me the money.
1 point to JPC, one point to Adel.
Best and show me the money.
I shouldn't have let Aaron finish.
Heath Ledger stars in this 1999 rom-com about an unlikely Ooh. Romance between two high school outcasts featuring Jack Nicholson claiming that a lawyer...
Ten things they hate about you can't handle the truth!
Yeah, Adel, Very with nice. The politeness, your politeness is going to lose you this game.
I thought for sure You Can't Handle the Truth was going to be one of these because when Aaron described the game, I was like, You Can't Handle the Truth. What movies end in you? I was like, that's not going to be.
You were ready for it, though, sounds like.
I was thinking of that quote specifically. That's the only quote from movies.
That's also a very, the continuation of that quote is very funny because it's You Can't Handle the Truth. I eat breakfast 200 yards away from people who want to see me dead or something. It's just a very funny, when it's screamed, it's very funny. I eat breakfast being screamed is very funny.
I eat breakfast. I scream I eat breakfast literally every day. That's my mantra. I scream it in my head.
Yeah. And then
staring down
says,
at a bowl of-
Did you put Reese's peanut butter cups in your Cheerios? You go, you can't handle the truth.
In this 2016 Star Wars movie, Felicity Jones steals the plans to the Death Star while having to listen to Allison Hannigan recant her tales on a summer getaway.
This one time in band camp. But yeah. What Star Wars movie ends
one.
With this? Oh.
No, it's
oh,
one.
Rogue One
Rogue
time
one
at band
time
camp.
At mm-hmm. band camp.
Okay.
I'm finally watching Andor. I'm late. I love it.
It's so good. Incredible.
Andor's incredible. By the time that, you know, this comes out, the second season of Andor will be out. So it'll also be incredible.
Good point.
Is it, 2024? I may have skipped a year.
We're going to do one more of these, and then we're going to go on break, and I'm serious.
I love these.
I know. I think these are awesome. In a 2015 remake of a post-apocalyptic wasteland, an eccentric scientist ends the movie with a classic line.
2016 remake of a
2015 remake.
2015. That makes no difference. Apocalypse Now. That's what I call music.
It's a 2015 remake.
Mm-hmm.
Is this Blade Runner 2049?
I think they filmed it in Australia.
Oh, Mad Max Fury Road, where we're going, we don't need roads.
Yeah, isn't that one fun?
Wow.
That's very fun.
All right, we're going to go on a break and then we're going to come back to Aiden's riddles. Is that okay?
With who? With me? Yeah. I mean, I don't care what happens to me.
And I have a new mantra. I cannot do the splits, and I wish you'd fucking stop.
Brilliant. GPC Adel, come in here quick.
Oh, Aaron, what's
going
new?
On, Aaron?
Haircut? Would you new makeup? What's going on?
No. I added new photos to my Aura frame, and there's one of us coming up that I'm dying for you guys to see.
Okay.
We just gotta wait a second.
This is you taking a bath? I don't know why this one's on here.
Oh, this is awesome. I love this.
It's mostly photos of me taking a bath in a full wetsuit, pretending that I'm sort of like exploring. Doesn't matter. Whoa. Just wait for the photo.
And there's bags of rice that say JPC Nadal on them.
Doesn't matter. Don't look too closely at those photos.
It's like Scuba Steve from not Billy Madison. Big Daddy. Scuba Steve is from Big Daddy. Big Daddy.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, and even friends in your life, every mom loves an Aura frame. And I'm not a mom, but I love an Aura frame too. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. And I'm not one of Oprah's favorite things, but I love Aura frames. And Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. My mom has one. Your mom has one. All of our moms have one. They love them.
You can use your finger to swipe across the top. Okay, so this is like a professional photo shoot. Who's taking the pictures of you in the wetsuit in the bath?
Don't ask questions.
From Aura to Oprah, everyone loves this frame. And true story, I gave my mom one last year, like you were saying, Aaron. I gave her one for her birthday. She is obsessed. And here's the fun part is Gemma and I have an app where we can add photos on our phones to my mom's frame. And she lives hours away. And that's fun and enjoyable.
This is, you're still in the wetsuit, but now you're at like a child's birthday party? Like whose birthday party is it? Were you hired to be here in a wetsuit? Doesn't seem wetsuit themed.
And don't
stop asking questions.
You called us in here.
And don't be concerned about your parent or relative figuring it out. It takes 2 minutes to set up a frame using Aura app. Literally 2 minutes. It's very simple.
I know that this is confusing because of what we're saying, but you can choose the photos that you put on the Aura frame. It doesn't choose for you or make your friends scroll through hundreds of photos of you at this birthday party.
I handpicked these.
Not only can you choose them, but there's also a private feature. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. Oh, Aaron, I just got a notification here in my Aura app that you want to share with me all your photos. Aaron.
Send them to everyone.
Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Oh, here it is. It's the photo of all of us. Nope, it's bags of rice with our name written on them.
Do you love it?
I want to leave.
Hi, Adele and JPC.
Oh, greetings. Greetings, Aaron. We're just...
Hey, Aaron.
Our normal selves today.
I'm just myself. I'm normal. Hey, we're both normal. Good.
Good news. So I finally opened Aaron's Land in my backyard. It's a theme park. Most of the rides work. Most are pretty safe. And I'm trying to start a website so people can find out all the information they need to get into Aaron's Land.
Oh, that's actually perfect, Aaron, because this podcast is actually sponsored by Squarespace.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, and it's an all-in-one like website platform for, you know, entrepreneurs or whatever you consider yourself to be to kind of like stand out online, whether you're just starting out, which it seems like you may be, or you're trying to build a successful growing brand. Squarespace is going to make it really easy for you to create a beautiful website, Aaron.
Yeah, and Aaron, if you want Aaron Land, I think is what you called it, to have stuff like custom merch, you can do that. You can easily sell custom merch and create a passive income stream that engages your audience and scales your brand. You design your products and production, inventory, shipping, all of it handled for you, saving you time and money.
So, I mean, real quick, just because I'm looking around at Aaron Land, I'm just going to say what I think Aaron Land is from what you're presenting.
Sure.
So right now, it looks like Aaron Land is a lot of goo.
Mm-hmm. Great eye.
Okay. So I'm right about goo. So it's a lot of goo. So Aaron, are you trying to sell this goo? Because if the goo is for sale, then Squarespace does have an online store where you can sell your products online, whether it's physical, like this goo, digital, like I imagine you have some digital goo or
electric goo.
Yeah, photos of people seeing the goo for the first time.
Yeah, Squarespace has what you need. It has the tools to start selling online.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to using it because I can use insights to grow my business. I can learn when site visits and sales are coming in and coming from to analyze which channels are most effective. Improve my website and build a marketing strategy based on your top keywords like goo or most popular products and content like goo.
Huh, it's kind of eating through my shoes. It's starting to burn. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/riddle to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Aaron, I just got some great analytics from Squarespace. Ooh. It says people don't like goo.
Huh.
Yay. I'm in a lot of debt now.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey, everybody. This is JPC, and
I'm here too.
Yeah, Aaron's here as well. And it's with a heavy heart that we kind of do this ad read because one of our own, Mr. Adil Rafai, is not with us.
He is unfortunately stuck in a cat costume. Mm-hmm. They're calling it a medical phenomenon and a disaster, but we're going to soldier on. We're going to be brave today. I do want to talk to my BetterHelp therapist a little later about what this has done nervous system.
We're going
to
need that. Yep.
And if you're thinking of starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with your licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Conventional therapy, where you had to drive to an office, never really worked well for me. It's like today, I get to send my therapist a message saying, you know how Adil loves to dress like a cat?
Yeah.
And sometimes he gets stuck. Well, this time he might be stuck wherever.
Aaron, let's not think like that. Let's not think like that. Okay, because that's a negative spiral, and that's going to lead us to needing more BetterHelp. I mean, if you think that conventional therapy is the only way to do therapy, then I beg of you, have one of your best friends in this world get stuck in a cat costume, and they can't find where the zipper starts. I don't know if we mentioned that, but that's one of the biggest problems. It's all zipped up.
Okay, so get a break from your thoughts like this.
Yes, intrusive thought, bad.
Visit BetterHelp.com/riddle today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/riddle, RIDDLE.
Oh, Aaron, speaking of 10% off, this is actually good news. I just got a text from the medical staff. It looks like the cat costume is 10% off. So 90% to go. Pray for our friend.
It's not enough.
It's not enough. It's barely the toes.
It's not enough for him to have a normal life. I'm having a great time.
Well, Aaron, fall is officially here, which means it's time to get into our fall routines. And there's nothing that I love more than using my Raycon wireless earbuds to listen to some classic fall music. I'm sorry. I want to do this. I just can't do this because I know that my friend Adil is stuck in a full body cat costume, and that includes fabric over the ears, and I know he can't use his Raycon wireless earbuds, and it just...
No, you can do this. You started so well. You're being very brave. Raycon gives you up to 8 hours of playtime and 32-hour battery life, and they are so good and smooth, and the optimized gel tips, they feel like butter in your ears.
All Adil wanted was 8 hours of playtime, and now... he's going to have an eternity of playtime, except we're not playing games anymore because he's really stuck in that suit.
Here, I'll distract you. Raycon's everyday earbuds have over 78,000 five-star reviews, and they're priced just right. You get quality audio for half the price of other premium audio brands.
I wish we were able to give all of our listeners quality audio, but I just know in my heart that with the big guy all sewn up in that suit, it's just not going to be possible to have the same quality of audio that we normally deliver. I can't stop making the ad, which is supposed to be about Raycon earbuds.
That you love.
That I love. I can't stop making it about my friend who's trapped in that cat costume.
No. Remember, there's like noise isolation, and you can do 3 customizable sound profiles just completely suited to you. High fidelity audio? Come on, JPC, we can do this.
They also have an awareness mode, and I've heard that Adil is now stuck in permanent awareness mode because he's aware of all of his cat-like appendages, and he's starting to forget what it feels like to be a man because he is going to be only cat from here on out.
I just wish that the doctors didn't tell us how much pain he was in.
I know. And the way they did it, when they held their hands out and they said, we'll tell you when we stop. And then their hands keep going and going and going so far out.
So anyways, school's back in session, which means Raycon is having their annual back to school sale. For a limited time only, go to buyraycon.com/riddle today to get 20% off site-wide. Plus free shipping. That's buyraycon.com/riddle to score 20% off. Buyraycon.com/riddle. Oh, Adil.
Aaron, it's wild that you said 20% off because I just got a text from his medical team and it looks like the cat costume
is 20% back on.
Yes. He's really buried himself in it. We miss you, boy. Get better soon.
I miss you, Adel. And we're back from break. How was everyone's break?
Calming, soothing.
Oh, good.
Cleansing.
Yeah. I got devastating news during the break.
Oh, what happened?
Who died and how?
I mean, this is terrifying news. This is another celebrity death, Aaron.
Oh no,
Adel, we have another dead celebrity to add to our pile.
I have one too. Who's yours?
No.
Who did you find out about?
James Gandolfini, who is a
combination
Gandalf impersonator doing a Tony Soprano impersonation. Technically a celebrity.
Technically,
he was eaten by a Balrog.
Hey, Christopher, did we get the crystals? did we get the fucking crystals?
Yeah, Balrog ate him. R.I.P.
No.
James Gandalf, Edie.
A ball gag ate him?
Eaten by a ball gag.
I have some sad news. Aaron,
oh,
I think
please.
You're going to be
oh,
really
no,
affected
Adel,
by this. Because I know you're a huge fan of National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Randy Quaid is no longer walking among us mortals. He was killed by natural causes, of course, being Dennis Quaid killed him.
And
his brother Dennis.
Kind of side, you know, to that. Chevy Chase was chased down by a Chevy and...
Oh, no. Jumped. Was it heavy?
Oh, no.
It was heavy. The funeral was classy. We drove him to the levee.
Oh, good, good, good. But the levee was dry.
Well, the levee was dry, but there wasn't a dry eye in the house.
Oh.
Because everyone was laughing because they played a best of Chevy Chase montage.
Community. A best
Only
of Chevy
the good
Chase
stuff.
Community.
Yeah, the community. Some of the community stuff was rough. It was mostly the him falling down on the big ladder thing, like the first day of his career.
And then the behind the scenes footage of the rap party where Dan Harmon says, everybody hates you.
Or when Bill Murray punched him and called him a medium talent.
Oh
my God. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Anyways, back to these Aiden movie riddles.
These are incredible. Aiden, thank you so much. May God have mercy on your soul. Please keep these coming.
Great. Steve Carell's life.
Kind of a mix-up from God.
Covering my bases.
Sure.
Steve Carell's life changes dramatically when his wife asks him for a divorce, but one thing keeps him happy, the scent of burning acid.
I can't remember the name of this movie. This is the one with Ryan Gosling where he takes off his shirt and what's her name is like, you look like a CGI
Emma Stone.
Doll or
Emma
Stone.
It's that one.
What is that called? I don't think I've ever seen
it. It's not Dan in Real Life, but is that also a Steve Carell movie where he's sad?
Oh, I thought it was.
Or is that Ryan Gosling?
Dan in Real Life.
I'm thinking of
the one where he has the blow up doll girlfriend. That's Lars and the Real Girl. Sorry.
Lars and the Real Girl, yeah.
Aaron, can we have a hint? Because I don't think I've ever seen this movie. And
I have seen this.
It's like three words.
Three words. Must love dogs.
No.
This one always shows up on the Netflix scroll. They're like, Netflix is like, you really got to watch this movie. And I'm like, I think I did watch it like 10 years ago.
I don't know if this is going to help.
40-year-old virgin.
But maybe the quote. Let's focus on the quote.
Oh,
the scent of burning acid.
The scent of burning acid.
I love
acid.
The smell of napalm in the morning.
Yeah, so it starts with the title ends with love.
Love.
Oh, crazy stupid love, the smell of napalm in the morning?
Nice.
Crazy rich love, the smell of napalm in the morning, Asians.
Yes. Okay. Ow. That your answer to that riddle was the equivalent of someone like grabbing my earlobe and dragging me into another room.
Hey, can I talk to you? Ow.
Brendan Fraser tumbles upon an ancient tomb, unwittingly setting loose a 3,000-year-old legacy of terror. To escape, he must communicate with his people on a distant planet using modern-day communication.
The mummy, dearest, can I talk to you, please?
The mummy of the telephone.
George of the Jungle. No. This is the mummy.
Is
it the mummy returns?
Mm-hmm, yeah, it is the mummy, so you're doing great.
The mummy. And then what
the
was
mummy
the second half?
E.
The cool part?
Just think of like E.
The mummy. E.
Mummy.
And then what's
E.
What was the second part?
Communicate with his people on a distant planet using modern day communication. So it might be an
E.T.
alien
phone
movie.
Home.
Yay. You did it. Wow.
Can I just say, when E.T. is dressed up like a woman, that it does it for me.
What?
There's something about it.
I've been feeling love, baby. Okay, here. I want to see a scene.
In the hat. Yes.
I want to see a scene. So this is going to be Adel. It's your lucky day. You're going to be playing E.T. Aaron, of course, you're a young Drew Barrymore.
Love it.
This is the very end of the movie. E.T. has phoned home and he's caught a ride to come pick him up. But the Aaron, you're about to see for the first time the rest of the people that are the beings that E.T. is with, and they're all mummies.
Cool. Bye, E.T.
E.T. Go home.
I know, but...
Must reveal real name.
Oh, what is it, E.T.?
Real name is Carl.
What?
Carl. Carl Thompson, real name. Goodbye. My ride is here.
Oh, can I meet them?
You probably shouldn't.
Carl...
Thank you.
We're not using your code name, right, Carl? It's cool.
I should have said, I am spy for my planet. Carl Thompson, number one spy.
Sorry to interrupt. I know I'm just like a cute kid, but E.T., I was expecting more aliens to come pick you up. These are like spooky mummies.
Yes. Yeah, well, spooky. I mean, come on. We're mummies, but we're not spooky.
You've insulted my planet. I must now declare war on Earth. To you, Elliot's friend. I want to say, Claire?
Wow. My name is Carl, actually. So,
what?
Scene.
My name is Carl.
Wow, three Carls just chilling.
On our planet, all names are Carl. So confusing.
So
three
confusing.
Carls just chilling this
All
summer
right.
on CBS.
New Carl, you come back to our planet too. We make you spy of some other planet.
New Carl, too expensive. Lease Carl.
New Carl loses value soon as we take it off the Earth.
I have that new Carl smell. Reese's Pieces, please.
I smell like mummy.
I've called scene on the scene three times. How do
Aaron,
I kill the scene? How do
Aaron,
I kill it?
My new mantra is, scene is not the end.
Oh, that's scary. We're going to get stuck in hour-long scenes on the show. That's okay, but ooh.
That's so fun to play E.T.
Mariah does not like E.T. Mariah thinks that E.T. is a... like hideous thing. I think that she saw like the E.T. thing at Universal, right? During the E.T. ride when she was very little.
Bike, yeah.
And it scared her. And I think she has like a thing about E.T. I don't care about E.T., but I do think that E.T. looks kind of gross as a thing.
Yeah, he looks like a tree root ball sack. Like if trees had ball sacks, that's what E.T. looks like. And the ride at Universal is terrifying because you go to E.T.'s home planet, which I want to say is Endor or something, and there's all these weird creatures that show up, and it's like clearly off the rails. Like they clearly were like, we don't know what these people look like. Just have them look like E.T. But no, they went kind of nutso with the design. So I'm sure you can find something online because I think they dismantled it to make room for like fucking Fast and the Furious roller coaster or something. So look it up online. It's terrifying.
When I think about E.T., and I think about this all the time, there was a tweet almost 2 years ago today from Colin Crawford, Hello Colin, on Twitter. And he just says, me and my friends would have killed E.T. with hammers. I can tell you that much.
That's incredible.
That's such a good joke.
That's
so happy 2-year anniversary to that very good joke.
That's kid mentality.
E.T., I'm pretty scared of E.T., but I'm way more afraid of the off-brand E.T. Mac in me.
Oh, yeah, that one's pretty terrifying.
So scary. Horrible.
I'm still terrified of Falcor from Neverending Story.
Mm-hmm. The Noid from the Domino's commercials, also terrifying.
Terrifying. Why are so many cereal and pizza mascots, why are they always trying to get the thing that they're the mascot for? Like we have friends who represent fast food and they get, I assume, free fast food for life. famously they don't. But I feel like if you're the mascot, if you're like Trix the Rabbit, you should get free Trix for life. You would think that they'd want to pay Trix Rabbit in Trix versus like a cash settlement.
When I was a kid and I watched the movie Happy Gilmore and they gave Happy Gilmore like a Subway black card because he does a Subway commercial, I was like, damn, that's the life.
George Clooney famously has a McDonald's black card.
He doesn't need
it. Why does George Clooney have
I know, but he talked about them on a talk show, and so they gave him one. I think it's just the fact that I know that factoid is why they did it.
How can that, but is that real or is that just like a gift card with like infinite funds on it? Like how does he go to a McDonald's? Does every McDonald's employee get trained on the fact that like George Clooney might show up with this fucking black card? Does anyone else have one?
It is funny if he goes into a McDonald's and they're like, that's 3217. And he goes, not so fast. And they go, he just got his meal comped? Like this fucking multi
George Clooney getting his black card declined like three times. Like, run it again. It's good. I mentioned this on a commercial. Just run it again. Just run it one more time.
Well,
I don't have my wallet.
I have a question for you.
Yes.
Maybe there's a representative from some fast food place listening. If some fast food place were to send us any sort of merch or cards anything, we are literally begging you to send us something.
Yeah. Yes.
What fast food place should it be?
You're not going to like this answer.
Uh-oh. Don't say Long John Silver's.
Long John Silver's. If you're listening, Long John Silver's. Hey.
And they won't be because they've been dead for 100 years.
Long John Silver's. The tables have turned, my man. 20 years ago, when I was at my peak silverhood, you were doing great, but now you come to me hat in hand, and guess what? I'll take you inside. I'll give you a shower. I'll shave your beard. I'll feed you chicken planks and hush puppies.
Why do you have such a sexual relationship with Long John Silver's?
Super sexual. No psychosexual.
Don't worry about it. That's none of your concern. Long John Silver's, if you're listening. Let's work together. Let's do a deal. Let's collab.
Well, let's no one else will work together with us now. So yes, Long John Silver's, please.
I'll jump on Adel's thing because Adel, there are, and I think there's actually one like relatively near to us. There is still a Long John Silver's Taco Bell, which is an insane combination restaurant to exist. But there is one that it could be closed down. I think I went there like 7 months ago when I was like, oh, a Taco Bell. Oh, it's a Long John Silver's Taco Bell.
I think if they do those mashups like the Pizza Hut Taco Bell or A&W root beer and I don't know, fucking Fazoli's or whatever it is, I think they should have to put alternating words. So it should be Long Taco John Bell Silver's. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I will say this. If you work at the Chicago Taco Bell Long John Silver's, go ahead and email some of those little crackling things and a bean burrito to 6351 West Montrose Ave, number 267, Chicago, Illinois, 60634, so that I can have another uncomfortable conversation with the person who works at that UPS store where they say, hey, why do people keep mailing you this shit? And I say, I don't know, man. I don't ask them to. But this time I will have to say, I did ask them to mail me this bean burrito.
You know what's about to happen? Busted. Long John Silver's is about to invoice us. They're going to be like, pay us $200 for besmirching our name so much. You guys all suck.
Aaron, I'd also be open to working with Chipotle, Qdoba, Jimmy John's, Culver's, and I want to say, not the one that starts with a B, not them. Because they sent one of my
I want to work with McDonald's.
A very rude reply. Because they said, why would we advertise? Why would we work? Why would we collaborate with you when you already give us free advertising? That's what they said to us. And we said, we could change this to a fucking anything. We change it to an Arby's and you're fucking ruined.
But they did get you pretty hard on that one. You did.
We're fucked. We're stuck. Here's what I will say.
If any one of these big brands wants to send us like a cool jacket that says Burger King on it or whatever, go ahead and send it to us. Most likely what you will send us is a cease and desist, but guess what? We'll take those too. We'll put a big binder of them and then we'll take them to live shows and have people sign the cease and desists.
Deceased by assist. I will say, I'll take this opportunity. I'm going to grab this opportunity by both cheeks and give it a big fat smooch on the forehead.
Okay.
I got to say, Allagash White. I got to say, Allagash Brewing has been nothing but wonderful to us. The people at Allagash have sent us so much swag, so much beer. They're wonderfully kind. Everyone drink Allagash.
Hey, unless they weren't supposed to, and then they didn't do that.
They're sweating at their desks. Oh no.
They're like closing down the tab that has Hey Riddle Riddle open, and it's like a one of those like porn pop ups that just keep more episodes keep popping up.
Their 55-year-old boss is like, can I sing in my office? I was listening to the newest episode of Hey Riddle Riddle.
Yeah.
And they're like, bullshit. We call bullshit.
He's walking around the bullpen with a big truncheon, just slapping it against his hands, like waiting for people to fuck up and double checking their hat inventory.
All right.
Aaron, what company fast food would you want to work with?
I mean, Culver's, McDonald's. Famously. Culver's is my favorite, but I don't live near Culver's anymore.
Did you know that JBC and I, our houses are separated by a Culver's?
Oh, but you know what
the
I would love?
Culver's divide.
It's
a
Culver's,
DMZ. It's a demilitarized zone.
Merch. I want if I can't have a Culver's gift card, I want like a sweatshirt that says Culver's on it. If that exists.
Yeah, I'll take a sweatshirt that says I shit myself 13 minutes after eating an Oreo concrete blast.
Okay. James, I just went on Redbubble and they have that available.
Oh, no.
I'd like to see a scene, actually.
Yes.
JPC, you are a Burger King employee. Adel, you are a McDonald's employee and you're in love and your love is forbidden.
I can't believe we're doing this. Should we get back to work? I'm sorry. I'm so swept away, and I've never said this before to anyone, but ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving you.
Don't.
I'm loving you.
Don't finish that. Okay, calm down. You have to be cool. No one's gonna spot us here. No one goes to Arby's, but we have to remember, you and I are not allowed to be together. Okay. You can't be loving it because we can't be loving it outside of this. This is how it has to be.
Do you remember what you told me date one? You said I could have it my way.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
But now we have
right
to
away?
Have it.
Is that part of it? My way right away? No. That can't be part of it.
I just said that you could have it your way.
Okay.
But we also have to have it Ronald's way and we have to have it the King's way.
Yeah.
And those two ways go against each other. They are not cross streets. Or they are cross streets.
They're parallel.
Or they run parallel, but
they run parallel. But
yes.
Okay. Can I blow your mind?
Like
Ronald and the King?
Like Belmont and Fullerton.
Oh, great example. Well, no, wait. They intersect. Famously intersect.
Oh, no.
Big intersection.
Damn. Wait, Ronald and the King fucked?
Yes.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Don't you know what they gave birth to?
No. Finish your beef and cheddar and tell me.
That's how Little Rallies was born.
You mean checkers?
Well, that's a checkered past. Because Ronald and the King fucked and gave birth to Rallies.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
And
When these two people came together, they gave birth to Rallies.
And famously, they went in and out.
They this very special sauce, an animal sauce. They did it animal style.
Tell me they didn't do it animal style.
Scene.
Wow.
That was fun.
That could have gone on forever, seemingly. Maybe not.
Seemingly, but maybe it was exactly how long it could have gone on. Who knows?
Let's finish Aiden's puzzles. Aaron loved this 2022 historical epic inspired by true events that took place in the Kingdom of Dahomey, which includes a Denzel Washington rant proclaiming his greatness in the comparison to a mythical being.
The woman King Kong ain't got nothing on me.
Yep, ain't got shit on me, but we don't swear here.
Oh, ain't
got shit on me.
Sorry. Yeah.
No, we don't swear here.
The woman King Kong. I was like, the woman King Kong? Certainly didn't make a movie called The Woman King Kong. In 2022? Come on.
And she goes to the top of Saks Fifth Avenue, not the Chrysler Building.
What are we doing here making a movie called The Woman King Kong?
Woman Godzilla, of course, is coming soon.
In this 2009 movie, inspired by a children's book, a young boy runs away from home and sails to an island filled with creatures that take him in as their king. But one fierce warrior must ensure that he has the attention of the audience after demonstrating his fighting ability.
Where the wild things are, matey.
Sort of. You got the first half.
James and the Giant Peach, me, I'm Irish.
BFG. Willikers, so Mr. Thompson.
Something that people yell. It's like the guy yells it.
What goes, can you give the clue for where, the quote?
Hey, dumbass, you're sleeping on the sidewalk.
So it's where the wild things are. And so it begins with R. Yep. A-R-E.
Are you going to the mall later?
Yes.
Are the you famous, being served?
Are you going to the mall later? That's what he yells.
Where the wild things
Billy
are.
Madison, right?
You not entertained it is from Billy Madison.
Yes.
Are you not entertained?
Yes, you got it.
Very nice.
And are you going to the mall? Thinking...
That's Billy Madison, right?
Yeah, yes, yes. Aww. They're both from Billy Madison. Right, I was thinking about Gladiator recently because I was like, that is a long movie, right? I feel like every time I'm like, oh, Gladiator's on. I could watch Gladiator.
It's like
I'm
240.
Like, 4 hours? I'm not watching Gladiator for that long.
No. I could watch that movie for 26 minutes and not a moment longer.
I think that was the first movie where one of the actors died and they're like, you know what? We're just going to computer generate the rest of his performance.
Yeah, Russell Crowe died and they just, they got Gerard
how?
Butler
how?
To wear a wig. They threw him right in there. Did one of the actors really die in Gladiator?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It was the old guy who he is like his mentor
or
whatever.
Oh, yes.
But he died and they like CGI, and it was like a big deal at the time. It was like the Beauty and the Beast ballroom scene where like that was such a groundbreaking thing, and now we look back on it, we're like, garbage.
Yeah, it looks like, this looks like ass.
Looks like shit.
This kid's movie looks like fucking shit. Sir, we're gonna have to remove you from the family video.
Please.
We remind you, it's not playing, you're just looking at the DVD cover. Fuck you!
We got just a couple more. I would be horrified if we didn't finish these. Okay, and on the Rail podcast, featuring Grease quotes... Okay. And Christmas figures as relatives must ask...
Hey, riddle me this?
Yeah.
Batman?
Hey, riddle me this, Batman. Hmm. Cape Crusader to solve their puzzles, yeah?
Wow.
Well done.
Wow. Riddle me... Adel was really working to pull what the quote would be with riddle, and he got it. Riddle me this, Batman.
Jim Carrey, greatest riddler we've ever known.
Well, thank you so much, Aiden, for those riddles. Pretty cool that you sent them in. We're very, very grateful, right, guys?
Very
nice. No.
Is it too late to call for a scene?
No, of course not.
I wanted to get through those because those were fantastic, but I did want to see a scene. Aaron, congratulations. You are starring as the new woman King Kong.
Oh my God.
And JPC, in King Kong famously grabs a woman and runs to the top of the Empire State Building.
Famously.
In this movie, the woman King Kong grabs a man and takes him to the top of Saks Fifth Avenue. So we're seeing that scene where woman King Kong grabs a man and goes to the top of a building.
Hey, do you mind if I just sort of... Also, do you have any like existing injuries or things that are sore right now or anything like that?
I'm sorry. Yeah, Greg, I'm going to have to call you back.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
All right, you son of a bitch. All right, you son of a bitch. All right, Greg. All right, fuck you. Okay, buddy. I'm sorry. What's up?
So sorry. I'm trying.
Whoa!
Hi.
You're a big monkey, huh?
Yeah.
Look at the size
thank
of you.
You.
Woofa doofa.
So I just want to make sure that you're cool with it, but I'm gonna grab
you. You're a tall drink of muscle milk. What are you, bitch? Don't tell me.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, because I don't want to, it's not a competition, and I don't think I'm going to win, so don't tell me.
You know what? I might go find someone else.
You know, I get off at 5, which is just in a couple of minutes, and I also get off in a couple of minutes, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm going to, sorry, bye.
Hey, come on, where are you going, beautiful?
Hey, other guy,
Oh, I'm seeing someone.
Oh, no. I'm not looking to
I'm flattered,
you.
Though. Thank you. I'm flattered.
Forget it. Grabs a mannequin that is a guy. Goes to the top of the Empire State Building.
A man mannequin?
This is the military. We will have to remove you from the city if you don't come down from the building. You're over 40 in New York.
It's kind of taboo.
You should be out with your clothes off.
Jenkins here on the ground from Channel 6 News. There appears to be a woman on top of this building having some sort of episode. Some sort of manic behavior coming from this
woman. I saw everything. This woman tried to ask me out. It was so pathetic, so sad.
Yeah, it's true. She tried to pick me up.
And while I was on top of the Empire State Building, I thought to myself, Is sex really gone in the city? Should I move to the suburbs? I'm awfully misunderstood.
Scene.
Scene.
Oh, God, that's so stupid. Okay, all right.
Love it.
Hey, let us write the woman King Kong. Come on, we can do it.
Come on.
That's our spec script.
Long John Silver's, please, let us write this movie.
So let's just, we got a couple more minutes, so let's quickly try to get through Lauren's riddles.
Ooh,
okay.
Because they're sort of in the same vein. I wrote some silly name combo riddles for a segment on a college radio show I do with a fellow Hey Riddle Riddler. Shout out to them. I wonder what their radio show is called, but check it out if you can find it.
You can find their radio show that we don't know the name of, check it out.
I think that these are similar to ones y'all have done in the past. They combine the full titles, names, or moniker of fictional characters or real people based off a clue. Example, the Wicked Witch's parents were murdered in an alley. Alpha Batman.
That's a tongue twister.
The last two were from our Halloween spooktacular, so beware the thematic shift. The answers are in the white font. Awesome. Let's get these going. When this classic cartoon character isn't munching on ghosts, he's dreaming the impossible dream, fighting the unbeatable foe, bearing with
Pac-Man
unbearable
of
sorrow.
La Mancha?
You got it so quick. Lauren, he got it so quick.
Wow, Pac-Man of La Mancha.
We blaze past Alpha Batman, and I think I would be remiss if I didn't say, unlimited. Together we're unlimited.
Did that really just happen? Have I actually understood this popular. Weird quirk I've tried to suppress or hide?
Gonna be popular.
No, Bane.
And another song from
Alpha
that Bear. Musical.
Alphabet, you're going to be popular.
Dancing through life.
Elokanaminaminachimak, elokanamin.
Grappling through life, moment to moment.
Hands touch. Eyes meet.
We have
sudden
to do Batman
silence,
and Robin.
As sudden heat.
Oh, yeah. Him, he's wicked. no one mourns the wicked.
Okay, that's nothing. We're sorry.
We're having too much fun. We're having too much.
I must be a terrible host. I must be a terrible host, old sport. For you see, I'm a single lady.
Huh. James Bond Yonce?
He's
James
from a book.
Bond Yonce.
He used to
he's
throw parties.
James Bond
pool,
is from a book.
Green
oh,
light.
The Great Gats Beyonce.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The Great Gats Beyonce.
That's a bit of a finagle.
Yeah.
What's
we'll
cooler
yeah.
than leading the Continental Army of the United States? This
a
sick
dollars.
Ollie.
What's cooler than being the leader of the United States? Joe Biden, Tony Hawk? What was it?
The Continental Army of the United States. So maybe he was the first
George
president.
Washington, Tony Hawk?
Mm-hmm.
The year saying low, do
George Washington.
I'd like to see a quick scene. So sorry. It might.
Tony Hawk? That doesn't.
JPC, you are George Washington, and you are giving a speech going into battle, and then you're going to get on your skateboard and go into battle. And Adel, you can react to that as one of his.
Perfect.
Yeah.
That's one of his what?
People in the army. What is it? What his? What is it?
Yeah, how we got it.
You got it.
Hear ye, hear ye. Listen up, sixes. A ten is talking. I'm the tallest man, which means I'm like the king. And here's what we're going to do. We're not going to fight in those like straight fucking lines like the British
what?
Like to do with everybody
oh,
taking turns shooting. That sucks. We never win that way.
What hullabaloo is this?
Everybody basically just get a gun, go out into the trees or whatever, shoot as many British as you can, okay? Oh, and don't get in my way. All right. 6'7" guy gonna get on a skateboard.
What is this device? He is
step on gingerly. Oh, one leg
holding onto
wobble,
a railing.
Wobble, wobble, wobble. Okay, yeah, rail. Got the
and
rail.
Now he's slowly moving. And now a 1080 Jesus Christ Air. What? How? How did he do a 1080 Christ Air?
Okay, switch wings with the double, and then get back on the skateboard. And
oh,
and
I see. That was Thomas Jefferson.
That guy saw me. Kill him.
Jefferson grinds. oh no!
Sam Adams, shoot that guy.
What?
Shoot him with your beer
gun. I'm drunk.
Scene. I think Aaron,
Mm-hmm.
Aaron, you just gave me my model for 2023, which is Kablam, I'm Drunk.
Oh, okay. Well, we're going to
And it's also a new musical I wrote. Everyone, please check out, I assume, June of 2023. Kablam, I'm Drunk will be a new musical starring all three of us. You can check that out in Chicago. That is my plug. Aaron Keefe, do you have any plugs?
Oh, wait. We got to do, I just want to finish her riddles really quick.
Yes.
We got two more Lauren riddles we'll go through very quickly. Her eyes will turn you to stone. Her impact as a first woman on the Supreme Court, snake-tacular.
Medusa Andra Day O'Connor.
Brilliant. This clown thinks that everything floats down here, except an apple, which falls straight down due to gravity.
Penny Wise men say...
Penny Wise...
rush in.
Penny Wiseac Newton?
Mm-hmm.
Penny Wiseac Newton. Okay, okay.
Thank you, Lauren, and whoever you do your radio show with, thank you for listening, and I appreciate you sending in those riddles. If you want to have your riddles read on the show, please email hrrpodcast@gmail.com.
And don't forget to include the name of your radio show. Otherwise, I mean, we're just going to say your radio show, and then, you know, no one will ever find it.
We won't be able to plug it. I'll find it. I'll find it. Go ahead.
Speaking of plugs... Aaron Keefe, do you have anything to plug?
You can go listen to Sitcom D&D if you want. It's a lot of fun, and we're coming to the end of season 2, and you can find that anywhere you find podcasts. Adel, coming to you. Anything to plug?
You can call me Ray. You can call me Ray J. You can call me Ray J. Johnson. You can also check out my new musical, Kablam, I'm Drunk. I also hope to have some merch of Kablam, I'm Drunk. That is my new favorite saying, Kablam, I'm Drunk. Please check out Allagash Brewing Company. They serve some delicious beers, have some great merch. Also check out Long John Silver's. JPC was not lying. Those little cracklins, those little crispies at the bottom are delicious.
We figured out what they were called once on a Patreon episode. Now I don't remember what they are.
I think I just call them crunchies. I forget.
We just call them crunchies, people.
That's what we call them. Mustard sauce. JPC, do you have a 5-star review to read?
I do have a 5-star review to read. If you want to get a 5-star review featured on an episode of Hey Riddle Riddle, just go to Apple iTunes, leave us a 5-star review, and your review might get picked to be read aloud on the show. Today's review comes from the Buffy Bot. The Buffy Bot writes, Jack Goff. I hooked up with a guy once whose name was Jack Goff. Last name pronounced Goff. Okay, so Jack Goff, if you're out there listening, great name. Future character on the show. We love to see it.
I have, Aaron? Actually, this is going to sound super crazy, but I have one more riddle from Aiden, and I'm going to read it to you.
Oh,
okay.
This 2015 box office flop features Channing Tatum and Mila Kunis as a young woman who discovers her destiny as an heiress of intergalactical nobility and must fight to protect the inhabitants of Earth from an ancient and destructive being.
Jupiter Ascend, ding 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 ding.
Oh, you ended the show. You said it. You said the magic word.
Well, before I say bye forever, Aaron, I have one more thing that I'd like you to join me in.
And nobody in all of Oz, no wizard that there is or was, is ever gonna bring me down.
I hope you're happy.
Look out, he's Batman. Oh. Bye forever.
Hey there, 200s and Eps. If you like that, you are going to love this week's Patreon. It's a celebration of our 200th Patreon, and we're going back in time to take a little trip to some of our previous episodes. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or the Review Crew, and you get those ad-free episodes for $8 a month. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.